Hallelujah, peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 愿各位弟兄姐妹们大家平安。
I think we all have experience of job hunting.
我想各位都有经历过寻找工作的这个经验。
When we look for a job, we usually look at the newspaper and the ads and look at the job qualification.
当我们要找一个工作的时候，我们会翻开报纸，看里面工作的一些条件。
And also we'll ask the employer what kind of benefit or how much salary you are giving me.
那我们也会问我们的老板，我们可以得到多少的工资。
But if there is a job advertisement in the newspaper saying like this,
那如果在报纸里面你看到一个工作的广告是这样子的
，Project Manager
是一个，
就是那个经理了啊，
是一个企划的经理。
And the job requirement is,
那他的条件是
loving,
你要有爱心
，you have skills,
你要有这个能力
，and working hours,
那他的工作时间是
24 hours a day。
一天二十四个小时
，365 days a year，
三百六十五天一年
，and there's no leave，
那没有不能够缺席
，no benefit，
没有福利
，and of course you must be on call even at the middle of the night，
那就算在夜晚你都要随时准备
，and the project is as long as you live until the day you die。
那就是这个，就是要你只要活着，就是要一直做这个事情。
So I think if anyone put this ad in the newspaper, no one will apply for this job.
我想，如果你在有人把这个广告放在报纸里面，没有人会去申请这个工作。
But what is this job actually?
但是这个工作是什么呢
？This job is called motherhood.
这个工作就是母亲的工作。
And always we hear people ask the sister, "Oh, do you have any job or working?" She said, "No, I'm staying at home."
有时候我们问我们的姐妹。你们有什么工作吗？他说没有，我就在家里面。
Take care of the kids，
在家里面照顾小孩。
But actually, staying at home taking care of the kids is a full-time job。
那其实，在家里面照顾小孩就是一个
full-time， 就是全职的工作。
全职的工作。
A few days ago, I read the paper, Vancouver 24 Hours。
前几天我在报纸上面看到
Have a title saying at the front page, "Mom's care priceless."
他说这边说到。母亲的照顾是不可以用金钱来衡量的。
But really, if you want to put the price tag on the mother's job for the service that the mom take to give out, you can at least $140,000.
那如果要放一个工资的话，最少也要14万块。
At least it's only the first few years, I think.
就前面的几年。
So what does it tell us?
所以这个告诉我们什么呢
？Mother is the best gift that God given to human being.To a child.
一个母亲就是神给一个小孩最好的礼物。
But we know that as a mom always gives so much out for the children.
我们知道身为一个母亲她时常的为她的小孩来付出。
But usually the repayment or the benefit get back from the children are not much compared to what she has given out.
但是她虽然付出那么多但是往往得到的却不多。
And oftentimes mothers suffer not only physically but spiritually, mentally for the burden of the children.
那很长，母亲她也要承担这个重担，也是很忧伤痛苦的。
Today we look at the topic is sounds of a bit of pessimistic. Is the soul will pierce your own soul? What does it mean?
今天我们看这个题目有一点难明白，悲观，比较悲观，被刀刺透的心。
Who soul will be struck by a sword?
谁的心被刀刺透了呢
？Actually, is we know this was spoken by a man called Simeon to Mary, the mother of Jesus.
我们知道这个是西面说的话，他对耶稣母亲玛利亚说的。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 2.
我们请看路加福音第二章
verse 25,
第二十五节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 25.
路加福音第二章第二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25 to verse 35.
我们从第二十五节看到第三十五节。二十五，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。二十六节，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。二十七节，他受了圣灵的感动，进了圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。二十八节，西面就用手接 他接过他来送称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。三十节，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。三十三，孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇。三十四，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
The last sentence of this paragraph is the sword will pierce your own soul too.
最后这一句说，你的心，自己的心也要被刀刺透。
The soul of Mary shall be pierced by a sword too.
玛利亚，耶稣母亲玛利亚的心要被刀刺透。
Now let's look at we will study this paragraph today.
那我们今天就是要来讨
查
学习这段圣经节。
25 tell us there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon.
在书节这边，耶路撒冷有一个人叫西面。
Now who was he?
这个人是谁呢
？Actually, the Bible didn't give much background information.
在圣经里面，他并没有很多谈论这个人的事情。
But just to mention that he was a man who is righteous and devout.
但这边说到这个人又公义又虔诚。
And he was the one meeting the family of Lord Jesus Christ and blessed them in the temple.
他在圣殿的那边接待了耶稣的父母，又遇到了耶稣的父母，又为他们祝福。
If you look at chapter 2 of Luke, you'll find out that there are many small characters in the Bible but do big jobs.
我们在路加福音第二章整章，我们可以看到很多小人物，但是他们成了大事。
Who was the one the angel appeared to so that they can pronounce the birth of Jesus?
神的使者天使对谁讲话，让他们知道有神耶稣降临呢
？Is to the shepherd.
是对牧羊人。
Nobody knows their name.
没有人知道他们的名字。
But they did a good job for God.
但是他们为神成了善工。
And how about here? Who is this guy called Simeon?
那在这边，这个西面是谁呢
？We don't know him.
我们并不知道他。
But he did something for God.
但是他为神做了一些事情。
And also later, when you read on, you see another prophetess called Anna, and also he did something for God.
那我们如果再继续看，又看到一位女先知名叫亚拿，她也为神做工。
So what does it tell us?
所以这边告诉我们什么呢
？The work of God can be accomplished.
神的工可以被成就。
He used different kind of people.
他用很多不一样的人来成就他的工。
Of course, sometimes he used prophets, sometimes he used prophetess.
有时候他用先知，有时候使用女先知。
But sometimes God also used unknown people, little people like us.
那他有时候也用一些
小人物，
小人物像我们一样。
We need not to be famous.
我们不一定要成为很
出名的。We need not to be very.Full-time or ordained a preacher, minister, elder, deacons.
我们不用成为全职的传道或者是长老执事。
We serve God even though we are nothing, we are not ordained, but we can still serve God.
虽然我们是小人物不算什么，但是我们一样能够被神来用为主做工。
Anyone used by God, he is not little.
每一个被主使用的人，他都不算小人物。
So don't complain, oh, I am not deacon, I'm not elder, I'm not preacher.
所以我们不要抱怨说我不是传道，我不是执事长老。
We can do something for God.
我们自己可以为神做工。
Now, if you read on,
如果我们继续看下去的话
，Now why God choose Simeon so that he be revealed of what is happening to them?
为什么神会拣选西面来告诉他这件事情呢
？There's two reasons on this one.
有两个原因。
First is Simeon's own character.
第一个是西面他自己好的性质。
He was righteous.
他是一个公义的人。
Righteous is to human being.
他这个公义是对人的公义。
He's fair.
他是非常的公平。
He's not biased.
他不是
偏见的。He will not have favoritism.
他不偏待人。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
We can be nothing without title. We 可以不需要有什么名衔。
我们可以不要有什么
头衔啊，职分。But we have to be righteous.
我们可以不要有什么职分，但是我们要有公义。
Now, devout is our attitude to God.
Devout.
这是件虔诚。
虔诚是我们对神的一个态度。
We have to be godly, we have to respect God.
我们要是敬拜神是很虔诚的。
Now, here tell us also, second reason is he was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
那第二个原因就是他素来盼望以色列安慰者来到。
Because he so thirsts for seeing Jesus, seeing the baby, seeing the Savior. Now God let him to see him.
因为他心里非常的渴慕来看到这个盼以色列的安慰者，所以神就让他看到了。
This is always true.
这个是都这从来都是真的。
When you thirst for something, God will give it to you.
当你很渴望得到一件事情的时候，神就会成全。
When you thirst for the truth, God will reveal more truth to you.
当你很渴望了解明白更多真理，神就将真理显现给你。
When you thirst for working for God, serving in the church,
当你渴望来为教会做工，为神做工，
God will give you opportunity.
神就给你这个机会。
When you knock, the door will be open.
当你敲门，神就给你开门。
So Simeon saw baby Jesus and the whole family of Lord Jesus Christ here.
所以我们在这边看到西面，他就看到了耶稣，看到耶稣他一整家。
Now verse 26 is very meaningful.
第二十六节非常的重有意义。
Here tells us it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。
Think about this verse.
我们想一下这个经节。
Before he died, he shall see the Christ.
他死未死以前必要看见主所立的基督。
What do you want to see today?
我们今天想要看到什么？
Maybe in your mind now you have many agenda. After my service, I'll go here and there, get this shopping done, go to this place to play around.
可能我们有很多的行程目标，我们等一下聚会完要去哪里，去做什么事情。
But if today is our last day,
但是如果今天是我们生命中的最后一天，
If tonight we are on the bed, on a sick bed, a dying bed in a hospital.
如果今天晚上我们是在医院里面病床最后一天晚上了，
What will we want to see?
你想看到什么？
Think about this question.
想一下这个问题。
This is very personal.
这是非常的个人的一个问题。
This is related to us.
这是跟我们有密切关系的一个问题。
I think if today we die,
我想如果今天我们死了，
there are two things that we want to see the most.
有两件事情是我们最想要看到的。
What is it?
是什么呢？
I think first we want to see our loved one beside our dying bed.
第一，我们想要看到我们身旁有我们最爱的人跟我们在一起度过最后这个时刻。
Maybe I think the most loved one is our spouse.
可能我们最爱的就是我们的另一半。
We want to talk to her or him.
我们想要跟他来讲话。
Say that we love her.
跟他说。
Or him.
跟他说我爱你。
Going back lots of story before.
可能讲一下我们之前发生的事情。
There was a sister who had a cancer.
有一位姐妹，她患了癌症。
Was suffering.
她在痛苦当中。
She knows she doesn't have much time left.
她知道她所剩下的时间不多了。
So she tell her husband.
所以她告诉她的丈夫。
Stay with me.
跟我在一起。
You don't have to talk much, but stay with me. I'll feel secure.
你不需要一直跟我讲话，但是在我的身旁，我就会感觉到有安全感。
When we died.The most important thing we want to see is our family, our loved one, especially our spouse.
所以如果我们要死了，我们最想看到的在我们身旁的就是我们的最爱的人。
The second thing,
第二个，
we want to see our salvation.
我们想看到我们有救恩。
We worry if I die tonight, where shall I go?
我们会觉得很彷徨，如果我们今天晚上死了，不知道往哪里去。
But if God appeared to him,
但是如果神向我们显现，向他显现
just like the sister I mentioned,
就好像这个姐妹
few weeks before she passed away,
在她去世的几个礼拜之前
God appeared to him,
神向她显现了
Angels coming into her room in the hospital,
神的使者到了病房那边来看她
When a preacher visited her, he saw few angels following her into the hospital.
这当传道来到来看他的时候，看到了有天使跟他一起来看他。
She feels so secure.
他感觉非常的有安全感。
She knows if I die in a hospital, even die of cancer, but I'm 100% going to heaven.
他知道，就算我因为这个癌症在医院死了，我还是有救恩。
So these two things are very important.
这两件事情非常的重要。
But the problem is we don't realize the importance of these two things until one day we are still lying on the sick bed.
但是可悲的是，除非我们已经快要在病床上了，我们才会想起这两件事情的重要性。
We may not cherish the time we spend with our spouse on earth when we are healthy.
当我们健康的时候，我们并不珍惜这个时间能够与我们的
爱人，
我们爱人在一起。
But when we are about to pass away, we'll long for that. Oh, we miss so much time.
但是时间快到的时候，我们就觉得以前是非常宝贵的。
We are so busy with the world, we didn't see salvation. But now, before we die, we'll feel anxious.
我们现在在这世为世上的事情来烦碌，没有看到救恩。
So if we die today, what do we want to see?
如果我们今天要死的话，你想要看到什么？
But for Simeon, he is very peaceful. He can die even that evening because he has seen the law.
但是对西面来说，他今天晚上就可以安然去世了，因为他已经看到了耶稣。
Now what does it also tell us?
最后告诉我们什么呢？
This tells us Simeon, because he's filled with the Holy Spirit, he has vision, and he has hope, he has future.
我们这边可以看到西面，因为他被圣灵的启示，他有了一个目标，他有一个远见。
He can, from what he said here, he saw the light of Israel. He knows that what Jesus will do, and then he knows the future will be like this.
他知道他在盼望以色列的安慰者来到，他被圣灵启示。
So many years later, the salvation work will be done.
所以他知道在几年后，这个救恩就会被成全。
So I think today is also very important for us who do the church work for God.
我想今天我们在教会里面做圣工的，也要有这个好的。
We must not be satisfied with today's situation.
我们不能够因为今天的成就来满足。
We must think about what will happen in 10 years.
我们要想说十年后我们将要看到什么。
What will happen in 20 years?
在二十年后我们想要到的是一个什么地步。
Yes, now the church, the middle-aged group, they love God, they work so hard for Jesus.
我们看到今天我们教会有很多中年人很热心的来侍奉神。
Now 20 years later, how old will we be?
在二十年后我们会多么的老。
Can we still have the strength to move around, run around?
我们还有这个能力可以到处跑为神做工吗？
If not, then we must start to train up the young people to give them chance to work for God.
如果不行的话，我们现在就要开始来训练新的工人。
Have a long vision.
要有一个长远的远见。
Today we may think, oh, preacher is here, so he can do all the pulpit work.
我们今天可能想说，我们现在有传道，他就可以来讲道。
Deacons are here, elders are here, they can do all the pulpit work.
我们今天有非常多的执事长老来帮助我们。
But we have to look further.
但是我们要看得更远。
If God is allowing us,
如果神愿意的话，
we should have more branches.
我们要有更多的
分会。
分会。
We will develop into more churches.
我们要建立更多的教会。
For example, Surrey, we are planning it.
可能在树里那边，我们已经开始有了这个计划。
But if we develop, we need more workers.
但是如果我们开始分出去的话，我们需要更多的工人。
So we need more people to help out the pulpit work.
我们就要更多的人来帮助讲台上的这个工作。
So we should have long vision.
我们要有一个更长远的计划。
What do I want to see through Jesus Church in Vancouver in 10 years, in 20 years?
在十年后、二十年后，我们在温哥华要看到怎么样的一个教会？
Now, scaling back a little bit.
那我们往回看一点点。
What do you want your family to be in 10 years or 20 years?
那你的家庭在十年后，你要你的家庭是怎么样的一个情况？
My relationship with my husband and wife and my children, what do we want to be in 10 years, 20 years?
我跟我的亲人的关系是要怎么样子的在十年之后？
So, we have to think about this.
这个是值得我们思考的一个问题。
And work on it today.
那今天开始就要开始来动工。
So Simeon, he said, "Oh, I saw everything is prepared, so he is released. He can go in peace."
那西面这边他看到每一件事情神都已经预备好了，所以他就可以安然的去世。
Now let's look at verse 27.
我们看二十七节。
Now moved by the Spirit, he went to the temple court. When the parent brought the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, verse 28.
二十八节。
And Simeon took him in his arm and praised God. Now I think this is a very nice picture.
我想这是一个非常好的一个画面。
That Mary, young Mary, young Joseph carry a little baby, Jesus Christ.
年轻的约瑟，年轻的玛利亚抱着小孩耶稣。
Now, who knows how old is Lord Jesus Christ on this stage?
那这个时候我们不知道耶稣他那时候。
Who knows? 我们知不知道呢？
我们知不知道呢
？Let's turn to the book of Leviticus, chapter 12.
我们看利未记。十二章
Leviticus chapter 12 verse 2
利未记十二章第二节。
Verse 2 say to Israelites, a woman who becomes pregnant and gives birth to a son will be ceremonially unclean for 7 days, just as she is unclean during her monthly period. Verse 3
第三节。
On the 8th day, the boy is to be circumcised. Verse 4
第四节。
Then the woman must wait 33 days.To be purified from her bleeding, So she must not touch anything sacred or go to the sanctuary until the days of her purification are over. Now, how can Mary go to the temple? She must wait until the purification days are over.
那玛利亚什么时候才能够去圣殿呢？她一定要等到她洁净的日子才可以进圣所。
So here tell us at least to wait 33 days.
所以最少要等33天。
So almost we can guess Jesus is a little bit more than a month old baby.
所以我们可以说这边耶稣他是差不多一月多大。
Very cute.
非常的可爱。
Very small.
非常的小。
Wrapped around by a cloth, carried tightly by her mom.
被一个布包着，被她的他的母亲很
抱着，
抱着。
I think this is a very nice picture.
我想这是一个非常好的一个画面。
Think back about how our mom carried us when we were young.
回想以前你的母亲是如何的来抱你的。
There was a teenager.
有一个青少年。
Because in a stormy period of teenage adolescence, that he has big conflicts with his mom.
那在他的成长的过程当中。他有一些叛逆期，他对跟他的母亲有非常大的争执。
He think by himself, I hate my mom.
他跟自己说，我讨厌我的母亲。
Because he's always bugging on me.
因为他常常的来烦扰我。
Murmuring,
常常的来
wobbling, 来埋怨我。
来埋怨我。
啰嗦嗦啊。
啰啰嗦嗦。
So, he's not happy with his own mom.
他就对他的母亲非常的不高兴。
But there was one day.
有一天
accidentally,
不小心的
he kind of went under the basement and opened up the picture albums.
他到了他们家的地下室，打开了他们家庭的相簿。
And look at the old family picture.
他看到了他们以前旧的照片。
Oh, he didn't know my mom was so young and so beautiful before.
他不知道他母亲以前是非常的年轻，非常的漂亮。
Now it's looking old.
现在已经看起来有点老了。
And me, I was so cute as a baby.
那我以前是非常的可爱。
When my mom and dad is carrying me on their arms.
那以前我的母亲，年轻的母亲就把我抱在她的怀里。
They love me so much.
他们那时候爱我，非常的爱我。
And now I'm thinking myself, I hate him.
那现在我怎么会想说要来恨我的母亲呢？
She feels sad. He feels sad in his heart.
那他心里就非常的伤心。
My dad loves me.
他知道他的母亲，他的父亲爱他。
So if one day we complain of our mom or dad,
所以如果有一天我们对我们的母亲发怨言的话
，especially we say, oh, you're old, you're ugly now, you don't understand me.
尤其说你现在老了，更不能够了解我。
Think about who make our mom old.
想一下是谁让我的母亲变那么老的
？It's us.
是我们自己
，isn't it?
So, 是吗
？Here is a good picture. Think about it.
所以这里是一个非常好的画面。
Now let's continue to study this paragraph.
那我们继续来查考这段经节。
Now why Simeon will say a sword will pierce your own soul too?
为什么这边西面会说你的心要被刀刺透呢
？If you read from verse 33, we have an answer.
如果我们从第三十三节看，我们就知道。
There are two main reasons for that.
有两个原因。
First, because many people will reject the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为许多人要拒绝耶稣
，and he will become a topic for debate and people of rejection，
又要作为毁谤的画饼。
So of course, when the child in your own child is suffering this rejection, as a mother, will feel very sad and hurt。
那当你自己的孩子被人家毁谤、被人家拒绝的时候，母亲她就会伤心。
But the most important reason，
那最重要的一个原因
，why the sword will pierce。
为什么这个刀会刺透他母亲的心
？Especially when Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
尤其是因为耶稣被在十字架上钉在十字架上的时候。
Turn to John chapter 19.
我们看约翰福音第十九章。
John chapter 19, verse 25.
约翰福音十九章第二十五节。
John 19, verse 25.
约翰福音十九章第二十五节。
Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and his disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Dear mother, here is your son. Now here tell us, who are standing under the cross when Jesus was suffering?
这边告诉我们，耶稣钉十字架的旁边有谁在那边
？Not the disciple who claimed to love Jesus until his death.
不是那一个说我要爱你爱到死的使徒。
Not the crowd who eat the bread or received the miracle.
不是那些吃了面包得了救恩典的。
Who is the one standing closest to Lord Jesus, regardless of the Roman soldier and all the fear, all the pressure?
站在耶稣十字架最旁边、最靠近耶稣的是谁呢
？Who was it?
是谁
？It's the mother.
是他的母亲。
Even though spiritually he is not the mother, but physically, she was the mother of Lord Jesus.
虽然属灵来说他不是耶稣的母亲，但是属肉体来说他是的。
So who understands the pain of Jesus the most?
所以谁最能够了解耶稣的痛苦呢
？Is Mary the mother of Jesus?
是玛利亚耶稣的母亲。
This is very difficult to imagine as a son. We must ask the mother.
对一个儿子来说，就是非常难能够来想象的。我们要问我们的母亲。
When a child is sick, who is the one worried the most?
当一个小孩子生病，在病痛当中。谁最烦恼呢
？I always go to hospital.
我常常去到医院去访问。
To visit, 就是探访。
探访。
So I always see the children hospital, especially the ICU unit. The mothers sitting beside a sick baby, the face so worried.
那我常有时候就会去小孩子的他们那种医院，我就看到很多母亲坐在那边，非常的焦虑。
How much more if Lord Jesus walks hand there and pierced by the nails, hang on the cross, and the mother of Jesus try to imagine the face, the worries, the pain in her heart.
那当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他的母亲在旁边，一定是更痛苦、更难受的。
So in the whole world, who understand you more than yourself?
所以在这个世界上，是谁比你还更了解你自己
？Your mother.
你的母亲。
Who is the one will suffer more than you suffer for yourself?
在这个世界上，谁当你在受苦的时候，他受的痛苦比你还更多
？Your mother
是你的母亲。
Who is the one worry about you more than you worry about yourself？
在这个世界上，谁为你来担忧比你自己还担忧更多
？Your mother
是你的母亲。
So Lord Jesus Christ, her mother is the soul. When she saw Lord Jesus on the cross, she was suffering in her heart, in her soul so much.
所以，当耶稣的母亲看到耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，她的心里是非常痛苦的。
So today we must ask one question then.
所以，我们今天就要问我们自己一个问题
：How much do we understand the suffering of Lord Jesus Christ？
我们今天明白耶稣他的痛苦吗
？When Jesus was on the cross, how much do we understand？
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，我们明白那个痛苦吗
？There was a brother.
有一个弟兄
，He was tired of doing any holy work.
他已经
不想做圣工，
不想做圣工了。
Because he was hurt，
因为他受了伤害。
Because he was misunderstood，
因为他被人来误会了。
Because he was tired，
因为他已经累了。
He reject all the work，
所以他就拒绝做圣工。
But there was one day during the prayer，
但是有一天当他在祷告的时候
，saw a vision，
他看到了一个异象。
From far a spot，
在一个很远的一个地方
，getting closer and closer。
越来越近
，and then suddenly he see clearly is Jesus on the cross.
然后突然间他就看得很清楚，是耶稣钉在十字架上。
Jesus' whole body bleeding.
耶稣全身都在流血。
And suddenly he got a connection. He suddenly feel the pain on the cross.
那突然间他感觉到耶稣他所受的痛苦。
Wow, his whole body cannot stand it, and he collapsed, and it wow so painful.
那他的身体并不能够承受这个痛苦，他就倒了下去。
He knows what this means.
他知道这个是什么意思。
Jesus died for me.
耶稣为我而死。
Do I understand his pain?
我了解这个痛苦吗
？Do I, because of a little things, I give up on working for God?
我可以因为小小的这些事情就放弃为神做工吗
？Do I give up coming for service only by little things?
我要放弃来教会，因为就这小小的误会。
We must understand the pain of Jesus.
我们要明白了解耶稣的痛苦。
Now, does Mary her soul is pierced by a sword? We're not.The soul is not given by Jesus Christ; it's by other people.
这边说到，玛利亚的心被刀刺透，这个刀不是从耶稣来的，是从别人来的。
But today, if we are children, if we are sons and daughters, we could accidentally give our mother so many swords to pierce her own heart.
那今天我们身为儿女的，如果我们做的不好的话。
可能给妈妈很多刀啊！
我们可能就给妈妈很多刀。
Let's turn to the first sword.
我们来看第一把刀。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
我们请看箴言第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
He tells us, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grief to his mother.
所罗门的箴言：智慧之子使父亲欢乐，愚昧之子使叫母亲担忧。
If anything we do which makes our mother or parents worries, no matter how good you did the things, but we already become a foolish son.
如果我们做一件事情让我们母亲担忧的话，不管你这件事情做么多么成功，你都是愚昧之子。
No matter what reason we have behind, we still a foolish son.
不管你这做这件事情是什么原因，你都是一个愚昧之子。
There was a sister.
有一位姐妹。
When she was young.
当她还年轻的时候。
She wanted to be a model.
她想要成为一个模特儿。
She wanted to be famous.
她想要有好的名声。
But her mother said, no, don't do it.
但是她的母亲说不要这样子。
But she said, no, I want to do it.
但她说不要，我一定要做一个模特儿。
The mother worried so much.
所以这个母亲非常的担忧。
When a person worries too much, the health will decline. I'm telling you.
当一个人他非常为一件事情非常担忧的时候，他的身体就会不好。
It's true.
这是真的。
Because under pressure, under worries, the health will decline.
因为在担忧下面，在压力下面，他的身体就越来越不好。
So that mother later developed cancer.
所以那位母亲后来就患了癌症。
And later died.
后来就去世了。
The sister later so much regretting what she did.
那位姐妹她就非常的后悔那时候的决定。
I made my mom worry.
我使我的母亲担忧。
So today don't give our mother too much weapon, too much sword to cut their heart.
所以我们今天不要用刀刺我们母亲的心。
Secondly, what is the second sword?
那第二把刀是什么呢
？Let's turn to Proverbs 23.
我们请看箴言第二十三章。
Proverbs 23.
箴言二十三章
，verse 22，
二十二节。
Proverbs 23 verse 22，
二十三章二十二节。
Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
你要听从生你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可藐视她。
We may feed our parent.
我们可能可以会养育
啊，养育啊 ，or we can
会给我。
Give them accommodation.
那我们会给他们一个地方来住。
But the problem is, are we despising her?
但是我们有藐视她吗？
Because when a person is old, she's losing the ability.
因为当一个人老的时候，他就越来越没有能力来照顾自己。
Always hear young people say, "Oh, my mom is knowing nothing."
有时候我们可以会看到一些年轻人说，我的父母他们什么都不知道。
Don't know computer.
他们连电脑都不会用。
Don't know internet.
他们不知道网络是什么。
MP4.
什么是 MP4?
Know nothing.
他们什么都不知道。
But don't despise our mother.
但是不可以藐视他们。
Don't forget who was our first teacher.
不要忘记谁是你生命中第一位老师。
Who was the first one teachers to talk?
是谁一开始教你如何来讲话的
？Who carries our hand to kindergarten?
是谁牵着你的手带你上幼稚园的
？Who told the first story to us?
是谁为你讲第一个故事
？So do not despise our mother.
不可以。藐视你的母亲。
Now you're old. You don't know anything now.
比方说，你现在已经老了，什么都不知道。
Mind your own business.
管你自己的事情。
You don't know me.
你不了解我。
Respect them.
要
尊重他们。
尊重他们。
好。So how did Lord Jesus Christ heal the wound?
耶稣是怎么样来医治一个伤口呢
？Let's turn back to Luke chapter 2.
我们看回来路加福音第二章。
Now here is how the mother and son interact. We must pay attention to this one.
这边他童子耶稣跟他的母亲来做一个交流，我们要看一下。
Now chapter 2 verse 47 tell us that they went to the temple again when Jesus was 12 years old.
那第二章这边是十一节，他们后来就说，当耶稣十二岁的时候，他们又按着规矩上去了耶路撒冷。
Now.Jesus was staying in the temple, but Mary and Joseph, they were looking for Jesus for a few days, and then finally find him there in the temple.
那耶稣留在了这个 temple 圣殿里面，那他的母亲、父亲就到处找他，找了三天，后来才在殿里面找到他。
Now, verse 47.
第四十七节。
Verse 48.
四十八节。
When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this?Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you."
他父母看见就很稀奇，他母亲对他说：“我儿为什么像我们这样行呢？看啊，你父亲和我伤心来找你。”
Now here is the difference between two understanding.
那这边就是两方面了解的不一样。
Mary starting from a physical standpoint.
那玛利亚从一个
物质的角度，
物质的角度来看。
You are children, you must follow your parent, go home.
你是一个小孩，你要跟随你的父母回家。
You're not supposed to stay here by yourself.
你不应该一个人留在这边。
But Jesus is talking from a spiritual standpoint higher.
但是耶稣从一个更高角度，从灵性的方面来看。
I'm not only a child. I need to do something for God in future, so I must learn more the Word of God.
我不只是一个童子，我现在要学习更多的圣经道理，以后来为神做工。
There's a difference.
所以就有这个样一个不一。
So how do they communicate?
所以他们要如何的来沟通呢
？We have to learn from this example.
我们要从这个。
How do the mom talk to the child?
我们从这边来学习，这个母亲是怎么说的呢
？Mary did not say, "Hey, you foolish child."
玛利亚没有说你这愚昧的小孩子。
Why don't you follow me?
为什么你没有跟我一起走
？Mary used a soft approach.
玛利亚她很温柔的说
，Do you know I'm hurting in my heart?
我心里面是伤心的。
Do you
这样子做
，Do you know?
你知道吗
？My feeling, 我的感受。So tell your feeling to your children.
把你的感受告诉你的小孩。
Don't just rebuke them.
不要只是指责他们。
So this is how Mary approached Jesus.
这就是一个玛利亚所用来对耶稣讲话的一个口气。
Jesus, even he was higher, but he lowered himself.
虽然耶稣是比较
高的，
比较高的一个程度，但是他降低了自己。
Even though he knows more than a mom.
虽然他比他的母亲知道的还要更多。
But because set example and I love you, I'll follow you now to go home.
但是因为他爱他的母亲，为了要设立一个例子，他就跟着他母亲回去了。
He don't want the mom keep crying and worries.
他不想要他的母亲继续的来伤心。
So this is how they interact.
这就是他们一个沟通。
So we have to learn from this one.
我们要从这个沟通里面来学习。
And secondly, how did Jesus treat his mother?
那第二点，耶稣是怎么样对待他的母亲？
We have talked about. Let's come back. John chapter 19.
我们再看回去，约翰福音第十九章。
John chapter 19.
约翰福音第十九章。
Verse 26. Now, when Jesus was on the cross,
当耶稣在十字架上的时候
，when he was suffering,
当他在受痛苦的时候
，he was not complaining or murmuring. No,
他那时候并没有埋怨抱怨。
I always touch when I read this verse.
我每次在看这一节经节的时候，我都非常的感动。
He said to the disciple he loved.
他对他所爱的那个门徒说
，and then said to his mother.
然后对他的母亲说
，Dear woman, here is your son.
他说，母亲，看你的儿子。
Look, this is your son now. So take care of the mother.
看，这是你的儿子，看，这是你的母亲，要照顾你的母亲。
Because Jesus will know that he is no longer on earth.
因为耶稣知道他已经不能够在世界上了。
But Mary is still on earth.
但是他的母亲玛利亚还在这个世界上。
So she arranged the most trusted disciple to take care of his mother.
所以他就安排他所爱的那个门徒来照顾他的母亲。
This is very touching.
这是一件非常感动人的事情。
When Jesus was in trouble, he's suffering, he thinking about his mother.
当耶稣在困难受苦当中，他想到了他的母亲。
When do we always think of our mother?
我们哪时候才会想到我们的母亲呢
？When a child is a baby, when he's hungry, think of the mother.
一个小孩子当他饿的时候，他想到了他的母亲。
Need to sleep, think about the mother.
想要去睡觉的时候，想到了他的母亲。
When he grow up, the child need money, think about the mother.
当他长大后，他需要钱的时候，他想到了他的母亲。
But don't just think about mother when we need something from her.
我们不要只在需要的时候才想起我们的母亲。
We should think about what is our parents need.
我们要想想我们的父母他需要什么东西。
Does she need comfort?
他需要关怀吗
？Does she need encouragement?
他需要。
鼓励
吗
？Does she need prayer?
他需要代祷吗
？Does she need I talk to her?
他需要我们跟他讲话吗
？So we must know our needs of our parents, especially our mother.
我们要知道我们父母需要的是什么。
Now today we may say, "Oh, my mother passed away long time ago."
就是可能我们说我的母亲很久以前就过世了。
So this sermon doesn't apply to me.
所以这篇讲章这篇道理跟我没有关系。
But that's wrong.
但是那是不对的。
We have a common spiritual mother.
我们有一个共同属灵的母亲。
Who is it?
谁呢
？Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
请看加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 26.
加拉太书第四章第二十六节。
Galatians 4:26.
加拉太书四章二十六节。
4:26.
二十六节。
But the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother.
但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，她是我们的母。
What does it mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
Paul using the term spiritual heavenly Jerusalem to say it's our spiritual mother.
这边保罗用属灵的耶路撒冷来代表我们的母亲。
What is spiritual Jerusalem?
属灵的耶路撒冷是什么？
Which is our church, our one true church.
就是我们独一的真教会。
Because we were born through water, we are baptized by this church to wash our sins away.
因为我们已经从水重生，洗净了我们的罪。
Just like this mother gave birth to us.
就好像这个母亲生了我们。
And we, in this church, we receive the promised Holy Spirit.
那在这个教会里面，我们领受了得救的圣灵。
We are born of the Spirit.
我们是被圣灵重生的。
We are like a baby born by this church.
我们就好像一个小孩从这个教会生了出来。
This church is our mother.
这个教会就是我们的母亲。
Think about this. This church is our mother.
想一下，这个教会就是我们的母亲。
We are the children.
我们是小孩。
How do we treat our mother here?
我们要怎么样来对待我们的母亲呢？
We have been here for so long now.
我们在这边已经有一段日子了。
If you're grown up now.
如果我们现在已经长大了。
Do we know how to take care of this mother?
你知道要怎么样来服侍这个母亲吗？
We always receive milk from the mother.
我们常常从这个母亲来领受食物。
Milk 啊，奶啊，
牛奶，奶。
What is the milk? The sermon, the teaching, the word of God, the Holy Spirit.
那这个奶就是圣灵，就是道理。
But what do we give back to this mother?
那我们要还给这个母亲什么呢？
We cannot just sit here to receive milk all the time.
我们不能够只坐在这边来一直接受。
When we grow up now, we have to do something for this mother.
我们已经长大了，我们要为这个母亲来做一些事情。
Work for this mother.
要为这个母亲来工作。
We should not have an immature thought.
我们不能够还有不成熟的观念。
Some people have this thought.
有些人就有这个观念。
Oh, this church, some people hurt me.
在这个教会里面，我受了伤害。
I'm not coming here anymore.
我以后都不要再来了。
Maybe I go to another denomination.
可能我就去别的教会。
Or some people just say, "Oh, I'm hurt, so I'm not doing anything in the church now."
有些人可能就会说，我在教会受了伤害、误会，我什么工都不做了。
But that's not the right concept.
但是那是不好的观念。
Because this is our mother.
因为这是我们的母亲。
We cannot say, "Oh, I'm not happy with my mom. I changed my mom now. Today you're not my mom. I go to another auntie. You say she's my mom."
你不能说今天我的母亲对我不好，还是那你就跑到另外一个地方说她就是我的妈妈。
Even though you may see the weakness of your mom, but she is still your mom.
虽然你可能你看到你母亲的软弱，但是她还是你的母亲。
We cannot change our mother.
你不能够改变你的母亲。
And also, we must know how to help the mother.
我们要知道怎么样来帮助你的母亲。
Talk to her, let her be better.
跟她讲话，鼓励她，让她更好。
So we have a spiritual mother here.
我们在这边有一个属灵的母亲。
So may all be learned from this teaching.
所以愿大家能够从这边学习到。
No matter physical mother or spiritual mother,
不管是我们世上的母亲还是属灵的母亲
，We must love them.
我们一定要爱她。
Not only in Mother's Day.
不只是在母亲节
，But 365 days a year.
是每天。三百六十五
24 hours a day.
一天二十四个小时。
Let's sing him.
唱诗。
369.
三百六十九首。